سلام کعبه دلها حسین جان، سلام شمع ما فلها حسین جانم،
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى يوم الدين. Please recite aloud salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب الحكيم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى. Please recite aloud salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
Today inshallah we will discuss couple of issues. One of them is that why Shia has to follow Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Number one. Number two, we will continue yesterday's question, why the religious people, they have to commit atrocities? Why do they? Is there anything in the religion? And then we will see, is there any commonality between Shias and Christianity? We'll trying to answer these three questions. Please recite aloud salawat. We see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said that you have to say them that I do not ask you any reward for my nabuwa. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ. I don't ask anything for my services except إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Except that you do mawadda. Now I'm intentionally not translating this word mawadda at this time. Normally when you translate, you say love for Ahlul Bayt. I'm not translating this as love for Ahlul Bayt. The meaning is love, but it's a little bit different. There is a difference between muhabbat and mawaddat. We'll discuss that. Now question is this, why this mawaddat is needed? And in the end, at least Prophet is asking something. Yeah, he is not asking any worldly things. He's not asking that since I did sacrifice for the nation, I need to get some material worldly reward. But he is asking something. He's asking for mawadda for his relatives, for his Ahlul Bayt. First, what's the need of this mawadda? And then this portion will connect with our other side, that why few people, so-called the religious people, they basically commit atrocities. They have something in the religion, or there is something missing in the religion that caused them to commit atrocities. So let's see. First of all, this question, why this mawadda? What's the meaning of mawadda? There is a small, minute difference between mawadda and muhabba. Love has two kind. If the love is stay in the heart, that is called muhabbat. You call it muhabbat. It's like you have a love, but then if this love start appearing in the action, Then you call it Muwadda. So Prophet was asking that the reward of my Nabuwa is that you have to have Muwadda with my Ahlul Bayt, with Ahlul Bayt, with Aima alayhi salam. You have to have Muwadda. Why this Muwadda again? Why? Why is he still asking? Let's look for the designer manual. As I said that, we have to check all the questions we have, anything we have to go to the designer. And the designer, if he's not available, then we'll look for the designer manuals. And we'll go look for this one. Please recite a loud salawat. And a similar ayah, in a similar ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ, these are the people, Hadallahu. These are the whom Allah has guided. There are few peoples, Allah has guided them. فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اِقْتَدَهُ. So follow them, follow their guidance. And now the same ayah, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. I'm not asking any reward from you. Now over there it was, إِلَّا الْمُوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ. Then I'm asking Mawadda for my the nearness one. Over here, in huwa illa dhikra lil alameen. Why Allah is asking that you have to love with the near one? Here, if you take this Mawadda, illa al Mawadda ta fil qurba, and put this over here, in huwa illa dhikra lil alameen. This Mawadda is for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the dhikr. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking to ask Prophet that you have to get the reward, and the reward is that you have a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this muwadda fir qurba is again zikra lil alameen. It equal to zikra lil alameen, which means it's a zikr, it's a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whole nations. Why? Why is the case? Now we have to go in the design. Now look at this. Is it possible someone can comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it possible? You cannot comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolutely not. You know why? Because Allah is non-material. Can you comprehend your own soul? You cannot. Can you comprehend, do you have a picture of the pain you have? You don't. You do not have a picture of the pain. Because all these are non-material things. The pain is a non-material thing. Soul is a non-material. Allah is non-material. You cannot comprehend the non-material. The tools we have, we cannot, using these tools, we cannot comprehend the non-material things at all. That's why you do not have any picture of the soul. Do you? There is no picture. You cannot even comprehend. So you can, how can you comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is infinite being? This is a separate discussion that you cannot, a finite thing cannot comprehend the infinite thing. You cannot. And again, I'm not talking about that infinity which is in mathematics. We are not talking about that. In mathematics, this infinity is supposition. It's not the real infinity, because we says whenever you said that this is something infinity on x-axis, this is really not an infinity. It's infinity. They're supposing there's infinity on x-axis, or infinity on the y-axis, or infinity of the z-axis. That's what not it is. Whenever there is an infinity, there is no limit. In you cannot see, if there is an infinite being, you cannot even see that thing. See, whenever you see things, you have the boundaries. That's why it's hudud in Arabic. If this is define something, you have to define something. It need to have a hudud. Like for example, this iPad, you can have a picture because it has a limitation. There's a limitation over for these things. That's the only way you can comprehend something. If this become unlimited, like for example over here on the y-axis it's go infinity, on z-axis, y-axis it will go infinity, x-axis on infinity, and on this side is also an infinity, you cannot comprehend this thing. You cannot comprehend infinite being. So, and then again, that infinite being is also non-material. You cannot comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. You cannot. So if you cannot comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still you have an inbuilt desire to find out who is your creator, how he is, what's his attributes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yeah, you can find out what's my attribute is. But through what mean? Through zikra lil alameen, through this Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Yesterday we discussed that. Would we discuss that? What's the meaning of religion? What's the criteria of religiosity? There we said that the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean acquiring the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we discussed that in Arabic terminology when we call Amirul Mu'mineen Yadullah, which means he is an insane kamil, he is a perfect human, that he reached to a position where people will look him and think he is a Yadullah. He is Ainullah, he is the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Wajhullah, he is like a face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussein reached to a position where we call him Farullah, he is the blood of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means someone, these people are the like manifestation of Allah's attribution. Now we understand. Now Prophet was not asking that you have to love my near one. This mawadda was for even for our own benefit. In the other ayah it says, "In yani this is only for dhikra lil alameen." So you can, it's for the remembrance of for the alameen. Please recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So now the question is it an optional thing? Now we understand this, the love for Ahlul Bayt is so we can comprehend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can comprehend at least the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these perfect beings. Now, is it an optional thing or is it necessary? Look, let's go in depth up for the another ayah. Please recite aloud salawat. There is another ayah in Quran which says, Alam ya'ni lil-lazeen, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Alam ya'ni lil-lazeen amanu an taqsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. The tone is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Alam ya'ni, isn't it the time has arrived? The tone is very, very complicated tone. Tone is like scolding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, isn't it time has arrived? For what? Antaksha. For who? Lilladina amanu. For the believers. For what? Antaksha qulubahum. Their heart will do khushu. I'm not translating the word khushu right now. That their heart will do khushu. Their heart. Okay, just like you, their heart be humbled. Let's just translate right now. I'm going to explain this humbleness is not proper translation for khushu. Allah is asking, isn't it the time has arrived for the mu'mineen that their heart will do humble in for what? Li zikrillah, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it time arrived? And then, okay, if the heart will not do khushu, then what? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and whatever I have revealed on you, these things, zikr, and whatever I have revealed on you, this should cause a khushu for you. And then he warned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned, وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ, and don't be like those people, أُوتُ الْكِتَابِ, that I have given them book, min qabl, before, fatala alayhimul amado, the time have passed on them, faqasat qulubuhum, and their heart become stone hearted. See, our second question was, why some people, the so-called religious people, they commit atrocity because their heart is like stone. And why their heart is stone? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, their heart is not doing khushu with zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their heart is not bowing down in front of with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please recite aloud, sir. What's our discussion? We are trying to find out why there is in Shia Islam, why we have to have the positions of Ahlul Bayt, why we have to believe in Ahlul Bayt. Is it optional or necessary? We saw that a prophet asked this thing, that you have to, the reward of my Nabuwa is equal to Mawaddat with my Ahlul Bayt. And I told you the mawadda is the love in actions, not the love with the lip services. No, the love in actions is called mawadda. So why? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this mawadda for the Ahlul Bayt is like a zikr for lil alameen. And then we moved on and we saw another ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is scolding someone. Scolding not someone, all the mu'mineen, that why your heart is not doing khushu. Now let me ask you this. If someone is scolding you, like if a mother is scold like a two-month-old child, and she's saying, why can't you change your diaper? Is it proper for a mother? You'll say, why are you doing that? She is not capable. She's not capable. But then she has a right, and like an 8 years or 9 year old child came forward and she said, why didn't you do your homework? The 10 years old child, the 12 years old child, why didn't you do your homework? See this tone, right? Why didn't you do the homework? Isn't it the time arrived that you have to do your homework by yourself? The tone is right, which means now mother know that this person is capable to do this work. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking and is scolding us, see this is a lesson for us, is scolding us, why your heart is not becoming khushu? Our heart is becoming khushu? Let's find out what's the khushu mean. We need to find out what's the khushu mean. We need to find out these products, these tools we are using, this salat, this psalm and everything, what's the product we need to looking for? What's the product need to come out from there? The number one product is khushu. What does khushu mean? Khushu is a situation, is a state of a heart. When this state of the heart, when you have this state of the heart, when this heart will see something magnificent. Magnificence, something which is marvelous, something which has perfection. I mentioned this, and inshallah I will keep mentioning this ayah. This is my theme ayah for all my speeches. Yesterday I mentioned that the religion, when we look in the design and we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned about the human creation, at one point he says nafaqtu fihi min ruhi, and there we mentioned this fi ruhi has several options, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human, that he has a capability to acquire the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now another point from there. The point is this, that this means this human is after perfection all the time. He is after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. That's an inbuilt characteristic of a human. And you can notice that every day, in everyday life, you look at the children. I'm going to ask from you, is that did you ever see a cat looking for a perfection? Did you see an animal looking for a perfection? No, they're not changing their life. Their cat is a cat since 1,000 years. And cat gonna stay the same cat 1,000 years from now. It's a human who is after perfection. But the human is built in to change every day, improve every day. Why? Because of this ayah. Nafaqtu fihi ruhi. Because it's by default, it's attracted towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's a perfect being. He's by default is attracted, getting attracted towards this. That's why we do, that's why only thing we do mistake is like we find this perfection sometime in money. Sometime we are finding, we thinking that perfection is in status. Sometime we think that perfection is popularity. And sometime we think personality is like in some position. That's what it is. So humans are after this. So when they have this built in, their heart is built in to go look for the perfection, this heart is by design, whenever sees some perfect being, it bow down in front of that. It bowed. I give you one simple example. How many of you, especially children, you have visited Disneyland? How many of you? Many, right? Or like a big ride. Whenever you go and see a huge ride, I'm going to tell you what's khushu mean, okay, in a simple word. When you see a huge ride or something like a, okay, big thing, like I was like, last time I was in Paris and I was looking for this Eiffel Tower and a lot of people like this, wow, right? This expression of wow, that's khushu. That's khushu. What that mean? Your heart, you're in front of a perfection, And again, that's really not a perfection. You think that, okay, it's still that the man made something, they did something, a marvelous job. They did a marvelous job. And you're standing in front of it and you say, wow, this is not coming from your mouth, okay? It's coming from your soul. Your soul is getting inspired. That's the beginning of khushu. We need to have this khushu with zikr Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking, why don't you have this khushu with zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why don't you have that? Now let's see how many zikr are there. Let's see how many zikr are there. And let's see, because our question is why we need Ahlul Bayt? Why we need Ahlul Bayt? Yeah, besides so many other things, why do we need Ahlul Bayt for our religion? Right? Why a Prophet was asking that, I'm not asking any reward, but the love, the mawadda for Ahlul Bayt. Why? What's the secret behind it? Is it necessary or optional? It's up to me. I do that or not. Why? So, look, in this ayah, Allah said, you have to do khushu. And we see the zikr. Namaz is the zikr, right? Okay, there are three ways you can pray. There are three ways you can do zikr. In zikr, normally say it's categorized in three ways. Number one, the zikr with your tongue. Only with the tongue. Like for example, children, pay attention here. Like for example, if I will do this thing, I'm praying namaz. The namaz I can pray with the three ways. I say Allahu Akbar. As soon as I say Allahu Akbar, at the same time in my heart it's saying, all right, I have to play. After this, I'm going to play my game, hello, with my friend. He's waiting for me. I'm full. I'm just saying, my tongue is saying something. And I'm not even paying attention what my tongue is saying. Right? Happened this time. We just have some time memorized. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And my mind is, all right, my turn is next. I'm going to go play the basketball after that. You know, my friend is waiting outside, right? The same thing, simultaneously, there another thing is going on in the heart. That's one of the zikr. This zikr is not going to bring khushu anyway, right? This zikr is not going to bring the khushu. By this zikr, your heart is not going to bow down in front of this zikr. The second type of zikr. Okay, second type of the zikr, which most of the mu'minin, they try to do it. What that mean? All right, they do pay attention for the meaning. It says, Allahu Akbar. God is... whatever, Akbar. I'm not going to talk about this meaning. Maybe next, another meaning. But really, is that mean Allah is the greatest? No, that's not the meaning. Okay, Allahu Akbar. Okay, I'm paying attention for this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I'm paying attention on the meaning. Then I'm starting with this work or anything with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's Rahman and Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises goes for Rabbul Alameen. This Rabbul Alameen has a meaning. Inshallah, one day we will discuss about all the secrets of namaz. This Rabbul Alameen has a meaning. Then again, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Again, the same title, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. And He is the owner of everything. He is the owner of everything. He is the owner of me. He is the owner of my body. He is the owner of my soul. He is the owner of every single thing. He is the owner of that person who is standing in front of me and trying to abuse me. He is the owner of that person. He can control anyone. And then continue. This is another zikr. Is there a possibility that this zikr can bring khushu? Yes, there is a possibility. But is this zikr is enough? No, this zikr is not enough. It's not. There is a less chance that you may have to spend years in order to get the khushu. It's really very hard. It's not easy. Okay, there is a third zikr. This third zikr is what? The third zikr is this. The same thing. You say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Before it comes on your tongue, the first thing comes from the heart. Your heart starts believing in this. And then you say, like you're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and your whole existence is saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Really, your heart is saying first. You will ask, when can this happen? Yeah, it happened. I just told you. If you see a marvelous thing, do you think first that I'm going to say, wow? I'm going to say, wow? No, you don't say that. It comes automatically, wow. That wow comes automatically. Your heart says first, then your tongue says something. So the zikr, the third zikr, which can definitely bring khushu, is the one which initiate from the heart, not from the tongue. And tongue will follow that. Your heart is saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praises goes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik Yawmiddin, He is the owner. Your heart is saying, that will bring khushu. That will bring, how hard it is, see? How hard it is. Isn't it hard? But then sometime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a mercy on us. He said, all right, I love you guys. Honestly, that's true. I'm going to discuss this also another night somewhere. That how much Allah loves his creations. He loves us. Just take it right now. How much he loved? A lot. More than mother. So he arranged this mawadda fil qurba. If someone really know these personalities, Hazrat Fatima Salamullah Alayha. Imam Ali and all the Ayyama alayhi salam. And honestly, if right now this door will open and someone says Hazrat Zahra came, what will happen with the real mu'min? Real mu'min, he will stand up in his hand and start hands and he will start shaking. Why this shaking is happening? Why this heart is not in control? He cannot stay sit down. Mu'minin cannot stay sit down. If just right now the door will open and Imam Mahdi will come over here. All of us will stand up. What makes us stand up? This is khushu. This is khushu. And there is a difference between khushu and khuzu. What is a khushu? Khushu is the state of this heart. And when this state of the heart move to the body, in actions that become khudu. So see, how easier it's for the heart to do khushu in front of this zikr. Now go back to this ayah. Come back to this ayah. What the first ayah say? قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. I'm not asking anything other than mawaddat fil qurba. What's the second ayah say? That mawadda fil qurba is nothing but dhikra lil alameen. It's a remembrance for alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a mercy that he did say, he said that I'm going to provide a dhikr for you through the meanings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. That's why Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam said that I am biggest ayah. I am the one of the major ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am ayatul kubra. I am the biggest signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, I told you that we do not have lip service here. When in Siffin, these people raise on the spears, they put the leaves of the Quran. When they put the Quran on the spears, but Imam said, this is Quran Samit. This is like a silent Quran. I am Quran Natiq. I am a spoken Quran. He is a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah had a mercy that he knew this. That's how you will get dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you will get this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this zikr, if you do not have this khushu, what's going to happen? As I said in the ayah, it said that the people, the time passed on for the people that we have given them a book and they didn't do khushu, their heart becomes like stone hearted. And they start committing atrocities. Look for all the religion. You'll find Jews are the one who did most atrocities. Look in Islam, these Wahhabis, they are doing the most atrocities all over the world. Why? Why these people? Because they don't have any love. This path of Ahlul Bayt, Path of Jesus Christ was a path of love. See, that's why, as I said, I'm not talking about the fake Christian. Like, we are not talking about the fake Muslim, right? We are not talking about that. If there is a real Christian, you'll find he's full of love. From where he's getting the love? Because he loved Jesus. He loved this Masoom Nabi. He loved this infallible prophet. And this infallible prophet have this love. And this zikr of this prophet is creating khushu in their heart. And they're humble. You will find that the real Christian is always humble, not the arrogant one. Not the arrogant one. The real Muslim, if you need to find that the real Muslim, you will find that real Muslim who has a khushu through a zikr of Ahlul Bayt. See, that's why I was keep saying since yesterday, even in my speech today, in my khutbah, I said that these azadari, do not take it light. This is one of the biggest ibadah. This is one of the biggest ibadah. This shedding the tears, you don't think it's a joke. It's the biggest ibadah. That's the biggest cleansing of the soul. Why? Because it's making your soul soft. It's making your soul soft. At the moment, see, yes, last year, I had a 10 majalis in Seattle, and my topic was, and there was a report from the university, the report was that 21st century, the addiction and out of control phenomena of 21st century. That was the report over there. And they discussed that now the addiction is growing so much that no longer addiction is only in like drugs or in alcoholism. Now addiction is like coming up as a video games is addiction, so many other addiction. Addiction means attraction. It's attachment. People are attached with these things. They cannot detach themselves. But look, what can detach them, this thing? If there is a magnet, if something is attached by the magnet, what need to detach this? Bring a bigger magnet. Bigger magnet, right? What create this khushu? Khushu require love. Khushu require love. See, you have this love for the perfection. You have love for the big, huge, marvelous things. That's create khushu. Without love, you cannot have khushu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide this love in our heart through Ahlul Bayt. There is a hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. Where Imam said, Man arad Allahu bi khair. Whenever Allah do intention, a khair with someone, qazafa fi qalbihi, Allah poured in his heart. Allah poured in his heart. What? Hubbe Imam Hussein wa ziyaratihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he wants to have mercy on a person, what he does, he gave him a bigger gift. In his heart, he poured the love of Imam Hussein and the love of his ziyarah. See, this love is a bigger magnet. This love is a bigger magnet. And you witness this part. You witness this part. Now, if someone is addicted for the video game, someone who is addicted with this comfort, someone who is addicted this all this thing, look for this Arba'in. Look for the Arba'in. How many millions they're walking? No, this walking is not easy. Whoever walked, they know it's not easy. Walking for 3 days with this harsh weather, with this limited things, and walking for 3 days, for 80 kilometers, is not easy. But then, the same very people, they're in the home, they cannot move to get something, they need everything by remote. I need to, if the humanity they want to control the microwave through remote, they're going to have robots, so bring the food in front of them. The same very people, with the ish, they start walking towards Imam. See that these personalities were being Allah provided this personality so we can detach with this world. And that's why I said guarantee, 100% guarantee, whoever have the value of Ahlul Bayt in his or her heart. You remember anytime there is a There is a mourning of Abba Abdullah, and you're in the midst of matam. You're in a midst of crying. At that moment, if someone will approach you and says, "You wanna go for the Karbala?" You says, "Yes." You wanna detach with this world? Yes. I says, "I'm gonna give everything. This world is nothing for me." See, right at that moment, your heart is ready to sacrifice everything. Why? Because the bigger love, bigger magnet is detaching you from the smaller magnet. Please recite a salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this mercy for us. I can tell you one story. There was one guy, he was a gangster in Tehran about 50-60 years ago, and you can still see his picture on internet. You can type Rasul Turk and you can see his picture. He just passed away, like, I don't know, 15-20 before revolution he passed away, 35 years ago. This person, all he had, that he was a gangster, he used to drink, he used to fight on the street, but only one habit he had, and that was, as soon as the Muharram started, he left everything and he started going to majalis of Abba Abdullah. He was not praying, he was not fasting, he was not doing anything. That was his habit, that he used to go for the majlis of Abba Abdullah. For these 10 days at least, he just leave everything. He says, "I'm not going to do anything, no more." For 10 days, total respect for Abba Abdullah. See, remember this hadith, "Man arada Allahu bi khair," to have whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide to put khair, qazafa fi qalbihi, Allah poured in his heart, hubb Imam Hussein, the love of Imam Hussein. So Rasul Turk, he used to go for this azadari. One Muharram start, and this time he did the same thing. He said, "I'm going for the azadari of Abba Abdullah." He went one of the Husaniya in Tehran, in north. And this Husaniya used to be for the rich people. And these people, they knew that Rasul Turk is a gangster. It's like a disrespect for their Husaniya. So they get together and says, "It's not good for our reputation that this kind of a person coming in our majalis. We have to talk to him." The other person says, "He's a gangster. He's a gangster." He says, "No, but I heard that he is very kind with Azadar. Never say anything to Azadar of Imam Hussein." So they approached him. They approached him and says, "Rasul, well, you know, it's good that we do have a respect, we do have something over here in this Husaniye. Is it possible that you do not come to this majlis? Go to other, there are several Husaniyas other on the downtown, like down towards south, there are several other Husaniyas, you go there. Don't come to this Husaniye." Now Rasul's heart got broken. Notice one thing in this kind of incident. These people, they are humble. They don't have any proud. They don't have any takabbur. They know they are bad people. So he came out from he didn't say anything to them. He came out from Husaniya, sat down on one side and started crying. He says, "Ya Abba Abdullah, I know I'm bad, but still I love you. That's why I came. That's why I came to your majlis. What is this? You don't want me to come over here? Okay." He was this guy. He was crying while he's going towards his home. He says he came and he closed the door. He says, "Fine. From now on, that's it. I'm really a bad man. No one likes me. Even Abba Abdullah, he can't accept me." He cried and cried and cried. Early in the morning, someone knocked at the door. Someone knocked at the door. And he says, "Who is this?" He says, "Rasul, please open the door." He opened the door and he saw the same management from the Husaniya. Same guy who kicked him out with few other people. He says, "Husaniya, we came here to invite you. Tonight we have a majlis. Can you please come?" He says, "Just last night you kicked me off. You're the one who kicked me off. How can I? Why you're coming now? What changed? What happened in the night? He says, no, nothing. Just please come. We are requesting you. We feel that we made a mistake and we are asking you to please come. He says, no, I'm not going to come. I'm not going to come. You have to tell me what's happened. What's happened? They says, Rasul, is it not possible that you come without asking? He says, no, I'm not going to come. Rasul was like, he's like, still, he has this person. I have something. Why are you doing this thing? You have to tell me. They says, well, Rasul, if you're insisting that although it's bad, but I have to tell you. Well, last night, I saw a dream. I saw a dream. He says, what's your dream? I saw a dream that in the Karbala, there is the tent of Abu Abdullah. The tent of Abu Abdullah, an army, the enemies, they are attacking this tent. And they are going towards the tent, and there is no one outside, but somehow they are unable to reach the tent. I was wondering what's happening. Then I looked carefully and saw in front of the tent, there was a dog who was barking on the enemies. And Rasul, please forgive me, the face of the dog was your face. Rasul was start crying. Sat down and started crying. He said, Ya Abu Abdullah, Ya Abu Abdullah, you accepted me. You accepted me. You accepted me even like in this situation. Yes, yes, my amal, my actions are not something more than that. I accepted you. I accepted your offer. Now look at this, Rasul. He changed. Now Rasul is a different person. Rasul is a different person. He is totally changed. He did tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is a person who is doing namaz all the time. Wherever he used to commit his atrocities, all these bad actions, he's over there praying. He's fasting. Now he's going for all the azadari. And now he becomes a most popular person in Tehran. People, they want to have a majlis, they always want to invite Rasul. One of the alim narrate that I wanted to have Rasul become in my majlis. But I didn't have his contact number. Since I didn't have a contact number, I was trying. I didn't find Rasul. The majlis, we started the majlis, in the midst of the majlis, when the masaib start, Rasul, the door opened, the door got opened, Rasul was in, and he was start crying, and he used to cry a lot. He used to cry a lot, and everybody used to cry with him. He came, and he started doing matam, and he says, Mother, Mother. You know, a lot of people, all the Shias, they call Hazrat Zahra, Salamullah alayha, as a mother. No need to be, you have to be Sayyid to be call her mother. She is a mother. She is a mother. So he used to call mother, mother, and he started crying. And he says, this alim said, after the majlis finished, I asked Rasul, how did you find out that I have a majlis? He says, no, nothing. Last night I saw a dream. I saw Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alaiha. She came in my dream and asked Rasul, tomorrow there is a majlis. Are you going to come to my majlis? I says, Mother, yes, I'm going to come to your majlis. I'm going to come to your majlis. Rasul changed like this. Rasul changed like this. So that's what the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He made these personalities, he made this thing as so we can, our heart can do khushu. But look what the people did with the rahmatul lil alameen. The most merciful person. They poisoned him. Right after, like as I mentioned yesterday, right after Ghadir, what's happened? Prophet was very healthy at the time of Hajj. He was performing all the Hajj as a young man. And he was like, in the Ghadir, he was holding imams by one hand. He's so healthy. As soon as he reached to Medina, now Prophet cannot move from his bed. He's sick. He's extremely sick. They poisoned Prophet. We have to give the pursa to Hazrat Zahra, Salamullah alayha. Ya Zahra, please accept our condolence. These nights, these three nights, there are three morning sounds. One sound is Ya Abata. And sometime we hear Ya Hasan. And sometime we hear Ya Rida. Ibn Sa'd narrates in Tabqatul Kubra, he said that there are several, and that's been narrated by several Amme. When I say Amme, I mean the Brahman Ahle Sunnah. They said then, at the last moment, Prophet asked to give me a pen and a paper so I can write down, and so you'll never be astray. But then what happened? These people, in the presence of the Holy Prophet, they were start disrespecting him. And one time Prophet said, what happened with my daughters after me? Then he said, Ka anniba Fatima. He was remembering Hazrat Fatima Salamullah Alaiha. He was trying to remember the scene Hazrat Fatima has to go. I don't know what that scene he was looking. But then Ayatullah Khuda Rahmat Kuna, may Allah bless the soul of Ayatullah Mujtaba Tehrani. He said, he used to say that, I'm pretty sure when Prophet Muhammad, he was looking for a scene. He was looking for a scene that Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alaiha is between the door and he's between the door and the wall. And she is crying, Ya Abata, Hakaza Yab'atu Ibnatek. That's how, my father, that's how they do with your daughter. That's how they kill your daughter. Then there was another sound. She called another person. She called Fidda, Ya Fiddato, Khidni, Wallahu Qad Qutila Ma Ashbaha Fi Aghshaha. Oh Fidda, come help me. For swear to Allah, they have killed my son. Amirul Mu'mineen wanted to do ghusl to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyid Razi narrated this in the Nahjul Balagha, that while Hazrat Imam Ali was giving ghusl, at that time he was talking, Ya Rasulallah, Bi Abi Anta Wa Ummi, Ya Rasulallah, my mother and father be get sacrificed for you. How much I get alone after you? I will ask Amirul Mu'mineen. You start talking with Rasulallah at this moment, but your loneliness will start after the Shahadat of Zahra Salamullah Alayha. Several people narrate, and that's narrated in Bukhari. Kana li Aliyun wajhun fi hayati Fatima. Imam Ali had a respect till the time of Hazrat Fatima. Imam was screaming and says, "Qan in qata'a bi mautika ma lam yanqata'a bi maut ghayrak min nabuwa." Oh Prophet, all the relationship has been broken. And Imam, as the Prophet Muhammad was in his last moment, jab payambar apne last lamhe mein the, ایک وقت ایک بچہ چھوٹا سا بچہ 4 سال کا بچہ آتا ہے آ کر پیغمبر کے سینے سے لپٹ جاتا ہے یہ بچہ کوئی نہیں مگر امام حسین ہے امام حسین کو پیغمبر سے ایک خاص محبت ہے خدا نے ایک خاص دل رعوف امام کو دیا ہے امام کو امام علی چاہتے ہیں امام حسن کو ہٹائیں امام حسین کو ہٹائیں پیغمبر روک دیتے ہیں علی نہ ہٹاؤ ارے اس کے جس میں طاقت نہیں کہ مجھ سے ہو سکے یہ پیام یہ امام حسین ہے ان کے دل کا یہ عالم ہے ایک وقت نظر آتا ہے کہ ان کی سارے پیغمبر کے بعد آپ کا سارا فوکس آپ کی والدہ گرامی ہے ایک وقت حضرت فاطمہ کی شہادت ہوتی ہے ایک چھوٹا سا بچہ آ کے اپنا منہ ماں کے پیروں پہ رکھ دیتا ہے ماں کے پیروں پہ رکھ دیتا ہے حضرت فاطمہ رخصت ہوتی ہیں امام علی رخصت ہوتی ہے خدا کو ایک دفعہ رحم آتا ہے اور امام کو ایک بیٹا عطا کرتا ہے علی اکبر کی شکل میں جو ہو بہو پیغمبر کی شکل ہے اب امام ہے اور یہ عشق ہے امام ہے اور علی اکبر ہے امام حسین علی اکبر کو دیکھ کر جیتے ہیں مگر کیا کیا جائے ایک وقت آتا ہے ارے عاشور کا وقت آیا یہاں امام کا امتحان ہے ایک دفعہ علی اکبر آگے آتے ہیں بابا مجھے اجازت دیجئے بابا پیغمبر کی شکل ایک دفعہ سامنے ہے پر امام چاہتے ہیں کہ بیٹے کو
رخصت کریں. امام فوراً اجازت دیتے ہیں. راوی لکھتا ہے امام نے اجازت دی لیکن آپ کے چہرے پہ ایک نا امیدی تھی, آپ کی آنکھوں سے آنسو بہنے لگے. آپ نے کہا جاؤ بیٹا میں نے اجازت دی. امام علی اکبر چلے. علی اکبر چاہتے ہیں کہ باپ کے باپ کو بوسہ دیں ہاتھوں کو, مگر جانتے ہیں بابا کے دل میں طاقت نہیں, بابا کے دل میں طاقت نہیں اس چیز کو برداشت کرنے کے لیے. امام علی اکبر بڑھتے ہیں, مقتل کی طرف بڑھتے ہیں. ایک دفعہ مڑ کر دیکھتے ہیں تو دیکھے بابا آہستہ آہستہ پیچھے آ رہے ہیں. مڑ کر واپس آتے ہیں, بابا آپ نے تو مجھے رخصت کر دیا تھا, بابا آپ نے تو مجھے رخصت کر دیا تھا, اب آپ کیسے واپس آ رہے ہیں؟ کہا بیٹا کاش تمہارا بھی ایک بیٹا ہوتا تمہاری طرح کا, علی اکبر تمہارا جیسا, اور ایک دفعہ تم سے اجازت مانگتا رخصت کی. میں دیکھتا تم کس طرح رخصت کرتے. جاؤ بیٹا میں نے تمہیں خدا کی راہ میں رخصت کیا. امام علی اکبر آتے ہیں. علی اکبر جنگ کرتے ہیں, 120 ملعونوں کو جہنم واصل کرتے ہیں. ایک دفعہ پیاس کی شدت بڑھتی ہے. دیکھیے میں نے مقتل میں پڑھا ہے کہ علی اکبر واپس آئے. آنے کے بعد علی اکبر نے کہا بابا آیا ممکن ہے کہ کچھ پانی مل جائے. آتے ہیں امام کے سامنے. امام کہتے ہیں نہیں بیٹا پانی نہیں ہے. دیکھیے یہ علی اکبر امام کے پاس کیوں آئے ہیں, جانتے ہیں کہ امام سے زیادہ پیاسے ہیں, لیکن امام جانتے ہیں بابا رخصت نہیں ہو سکتے, کیونکہ جانتے ہیں جب وہ جنگ کر رہے تھے دیکھا بابا پنجوں کے بل کھڑے ہوئے علی اکبر کو دیکھ رہے ہیں. ارے ایک حسرت ہے امام کی آنکھوں میں. ارے آپ جانتے ہیں نا باپ بیٹا جب بڑا ہو جاتا ہے باپ اسے گلے نہیں لگا سکتا, ایک امبیرسمنٹ ہوتی ہے. علی اکبر ایک بہانہ کرتے ہیں, آتے ہیں امام کے پاس, بابا مجھے پیاس مارے ڈال رہی ہے. چاہتے ہیں کہ امام سینے سے لگا لے, چاہتے ہیں کہ امام اپنے قریب لگا لے تاکہ امام کے دل کو ٹھنڈک ہو جائے اور امام رخصت کر سکیں. ایک دفعہ امام رخصت کرتے ہیں. علی اکبر کی ایک دفعہ صدا آتی ہے, السلام علیک یا ابا عبداللہ, السلام علیک یا ابا, میرا آخری سلام قبول کیجیے. اللہ لعنت اللہ علی القوم الظالمین وسیعلم الذین ایم انقلبون ینقلبون. ماتم
سلام کعبه دل ها حسین جان, سلام شمع ما فل ها حسین جانم,
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان, حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم,
سلام سلام میوه قلب پیامبر, سلام میوه قلب پیامبر, سلام زاده زهرا حسین جانم,
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان, حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جانم,
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم, همیشه بلبم نام تو باشم, همی گویم که ای مولا حسین جانم, قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم, قامت را از دل و جان میپذیرم, کنم برپا از آیت را حسین جانم,
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان, حسین حسین جو نام حسین جو نام حسین جو حسین جو نام حسین جو نام حسین جو
سلام ای باب را مت باب جانا سلام ای باب را مت باب جانا سلام ای رهبر والا حسین جانا سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای میوه قلب پیامبر سلام ای زاده زهرا حسین جانا
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان
همیشه بلبم نام تو باشد همیشه بلبم نام تو باشد همی گویم که ای مولا حسین جانم غمت را از دل و جان می‌پذیرم غمت را از دل و جان می‌پذیرم کنم برپا عزا یاد را حسین جانم
حسین جانم حسین جانم حسین جان حسین جانم 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 حسین